Yes.
Which would be, well, if we're putting out a quarterly basis, annual basis, $1,600 a year.
Yeah.
The figure that has been mentioned is closer to $10,000, and I was wondering what we would get for $10,000 and what, in terms of these publications we have seen, it would most look like. That was what I was thinking.
Like Swarthmore.
Yeah, there's a Swarthmore one around that it would look like. There's a Bryn Mawr one around that it would look like. It would be in the upper crust of those things that are flying around. It would not be a leaflet. It would not be as handsome, I don't think, as that Dartmouth thing, which looks to me as if it ran about 50 pages, and I don't visualize any... a great part of that is class notes, and I don't visualize any encyclopedia going out to people.
Are they doing this Swarthmore one for $2,500?
Yes, more or less.
Well, that's the printing.
That's the printing.
Of course, somebody has to write it, and that involves a salary and so forth. But yes, Willard?
Willard Mead. I'm very much in favor of having some means of bringing the college's administration home to the alumni quite frequently. There's one aspect of it that I don't think we ought to skip over, and that's the idea of those who want to file or keep these, which would be a fairly impractical sort of thing for something the size of a news sheet. And even for a magazine of some 20 to 25 pages in a rather short time, that piles up. And if you start that as a precedent, you feel an obligation to fill it each time. We have such a paper at Shadyside Academy, and I know something of the amount of effort and difficulty there is in getting it ready and feeling that you've got to fill that many pages each time, and a lot of it is material people would not want to file. You almost feel obliged to pull the binding staples out, take it apart, and file the pieces you want. I'd like to see something in the way of a 6 or 8 page folder like the Trends, which is relatively easy to file or to discard and isn't so much to fill that you're going to be inclined to want padding occasionally.
Willard, do you see it as a lot of alumni notes, somewhat like the Swarthmore paper or these other papers, or and therefore dropping alumni notes from the news, or would it be to supplement those, or would it not have any alumni?
I don't think alumni news would be necessary unless we wanted to make a very definite effort at efficient collection. Seems to me that what we have in the news is reasonably adequate, and as Walter says, a motivation to read and look forward to receiving the news. Our own Shadyside paper does have about 10 pages of alumni notes with two people in each class assigned to collecting them on a regular basis by telephone and by mail, and terrific amount of effort is put into it. And I dare say that nobody reads it excepting the member of that particular class. Others pay very little attention to the bulk of the pages.
I'm Chuck Perry, I'm just giving up my voice. I thought there are some kinds of alumni news which the Houser News would not be interested in, but would be interested in of interest to alumni generally. An example that occurs to me is the class of 1910's great wealth of literary talent. Of course, Christopher Morley being the most well-known of the writers. You could have an article about the Haverfordian as it existed in 1910, and the kinds of poetry and examples of the work that was turned out in the Haverfordian in that year. There might be other examples that you could think of where a class had some outstanding feature which would be of interest to the alumni generally, and I'm sure the Haverford News would not be interested at all, and a Trends publication would be interested in that kind of thing either.
Art Kane.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Walter whether the majority of these publications, if you know, are actually sponsored by the college, paid for by the college, and controlled by the college, or whether it's a combination of alumni administration working together, how it works out, because as I recall, this idea was in part born of the several minor crises brought on by the editorial policies of the news and dissatisfaction with it is not interpreting to the alumni the attitudes of the college, and so therefore it would seem appropriate that the alumni perhaps have some control, some measure of control over what went into the magazine.
Yeah, well, I'm not in the least scared of alumni control because the alumni's interests and that of the college are about as close as you can get. I do visualize the emphasis on its being a college paper with alumni help rather than an alumni paper with college help, but I don't think it makes too much difference. I can conceive that at some future time the college might want to present a view that the alumni portion of the board did not agree with, but that doesn't strike me as a very pressing or a pressing problem in any way. But to answer your question, I do think of it as a college paper with alumni help.
Walter, on that point, John Maslin, 33, it seems to me that our answer to your question will depend in very large measure on our answer to the second item on your agenda, alumni support. That is, what do you visualize this new medium of communication could accomplish? I'd like to come back to that. May I say first that I personally feel that it is a mistake to try to rely on the habit of news. This is designed and operated, it seems to me, for a different purpose. Every undergraduate college ought to have a newspaper. The students who run that ought to have the opportunity to make fools of themselves occasionally and occasionally to be brilliant. To use that with all of the pitfalls and opportunities as a means of communicating with the alumni puts on it a burden which I don't think should be put on it. Certainly it's great to circulate it to the alumni, but it shouldn't be used for this purpose. If you want to communicate with the alumni, as you suggest, and I'm sympathetic with this, it seems to me you've got to produce what it essentially is, a house organ, with its limitations, but also its opportunities. If you spend $10,000 on four issues, presumably you want to get $10,000 back. But what are the other things you want to do? Do you want to open up this means of communication to strengthen annual giving, or to get better students, or to enlarge the student body so that it comes from all 48 states, or just what? What kind of support is this designed to enhance?
It's a tough question, John. If, to deal with the negative aspect first, I would be very sorry if anybody considered that this was an effort to whip up enthusiasm for annual giving. Certainly that is a byproduct of the thing, but perhaps I'm overly idealistic. It seems to me that Haverford is not as well known to its alumni as it should be. I would imagine that probably it's considerably less true of the audience that I'm addressing, but I imagine that there are a great many people that don't know a thing about the tremendous strength of our mathematics department. There are plenty of other departments I could cite, but I have, in another connection, talked to the chairman of the physics, chemistry, biology and mathematics departments. The connection is that sometime, as Hugh Borton will tell you, we feel that there's a need, not sometime, soon, for a new science building, and if those four departments, would be the departments that live in that building. I have been thrilled, I think is a fair word, with what I found in those four departments. And it seems to me that if my thrill could be communicated to the alumni and to future students and to friends of Haverford and to other colleges, that there would be a pronounced benefit to Haverford, and hopefully there would be some benefit to other science departments in other colleges. It's quite possible that the people at Wesley and John don't know what our mathematics department is doing, and it might be of interest and help to them to know what it's doing. So my idea is to, somewhere in this paper, I think I said that if Haverford is to be a leader among small colleges, it has an obligation to tell other colleges what it's doing. A leader that doesn't communicate, I mean, if we have something good and new or different or startling or helpful here, we have an obligation to tell people about it, and this would be a means of doing so. Another aspect that I consider important is that the alumni support the college. I think they support it very well. I like to send the thought of giving them something, aside from the news, that is not a solicitation of funds. If we have, or to have, loyal alumni that are helping us, I would like to send them something of which they would be proud, regardless of the fact that it would perhaps promote their pride further and help further with the annual giving. I like the idea of sending them something that is from us to them without charge, obligation, exhortation, or anything of the sort. Is this practical, or am I too idealistic about this? I mean, can we have a magazine that would serve various purposes? And are we running out the end of the reel here?
Just 15 seconds.
Walter, wait.